Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, all. And just look at your monitor right now. All of us ready to go. Except Anna, too fucking fisted it.
What?
She's always got some kind of bottled water, or some bullshit.
I can't have water?
Yes, Papa, you can. Just maybe keep it off camera. Looks better when you get your area clean. Well, then there's Lummy with his trapper keeper.
Lummy's eating food because he doesn't feel good.
Oh, Lummy, hold on. Lummy, you don't feel good, buddy?
I'm good now.
Let's break it down, buddy.
He was hungry. He needed
food. Go shuck yourself $20 cash.
Ooh, what
where at? Go shuck yourself 20 cash where? Facebook or YouTube?
YouTube.
You got to kind of denote.
Sorry, $20 you know Kizash.
No, $20 cash slash YouTube.
Sorry.
Picking it from the top, kid.
Go shuck yourself $20 cash YouTube.
Do you need a moment to chew?
I don't think you can. You can't do cash on Facebook, right?
No.
I think it's just stars.
Just stars, okay.
Which, Anna, how's the Lubriderm on the hands doing? Good?
It's Jergens, and it's good. I need it. My hands get gross because I wash them so much. They get dry.
God, you just need to be thrown around a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's going to cure my dry hands?
No, I think it's just going to cure you.
Everything. Mm.
I think about that sometimes.
Yeah, just kind of getting thrown around a little bit. Just kind of like...
I don't even know if I know how
man,
to do
like
it
just,
anymore.
Just and I'm not going to make the show what you need to do, okay, bitch? But, like, I like talking about it because I feel as if one of these days we're going to sink through. Like something's going to one of our many. See there, and that's a progress in itself.
Yeah, it's
you
step
probably
one.
Wouldn't have gotten nails.
Never, ever.
Like if you know when you were on Johnny B's show, and he's like, "Hey, you know, maybe she gets a nail." You're like, "Fuck you, John." Well, you can't even say that on the air. But I'm saying, like, I'm not getting nails. I like to bite them.
Yeah.
Now we got you getting nails.
Yep, I'm getting them today.
And baby steps.
Yep, step by step, day by day.
So I'm just saying, like, Lummy, are you puking?
No. What?
Because you were bending down. Like, I'm very.
Don't forget, too, you're like a minute delayed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
In life. My pen. Not just on this feed, in life.
Yeah, because remember, like, Twitch is like 5 or 6 seconds, but Facebook and YouTube is like a minute.
Yeah. Let me see that. I'm going to go over to I usually like to stay on Facebook because it's the underdog. Facebook is kind of the underdog.
Yeah, there's 279 on YouTube right
114
now.
On Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook is kind of the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube's kind of the big slinging dick. Let's just be honest. Hold on here. Boom. 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 I got to get the feed for the YouTube. Make sure we have them both. I can toggle back and forth. I can whore, if you will, be a little bit of a whore. Whore it out. Oh, there we go. Same feed on both, right? But it's just different chat people.
Correct.
And 133 on Facebook, and it looks like a whopping
296 on YouTube.
Nearly 300 on YouTube. We do all of our Wednesdays and Thursdays after shows now exclusively as a double platform, double penetration. And we're doing quite brisk.
Brandon Dunning, $10 cash, YouTube.
So did you get like hypoglycemic today? Like, did you get like...
Me or?
No, him.
Me? Yeah, I think so.
Blitz, doesn't that mean like your blood sugar's low? Hypoglycemic or something like that.
That means low.
Yep.
Hyperglycemic.
Hyper
would
be high.
Yeah, I was.
No, but I'm
low.
Thinking you were low. I think I'm thinking that you were low and you were. Did you eat anything all morning, buddy?
I had a banana.
Are you back? Are you back to regular food now, or are you still on softs?
I can eat like plain chicken and meat and stuff like that, and soups though.
Well, I gotta think all that's pretty much just normal then, isn't it? I mean,
so what were you eating just now?
Chicken breast. Oh, plain nice. Chicken breast.
From Blitz titty? Or?
No, I ordered it from Chick-fil-A.
Now, how?
Had he asked me, I have an extra one. And I offered it to him. He said, I already ordered food.
Yeah.
Heather Wiz says all the hot girls. You know what, Blitz? I'm going to be honest with you. There's like that Danielle girl. She's over here on Facebook. And Wizzy's over here on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
There's like, I mean, I can't believe you can't figure it out. Like the hotter, it's like there's some hot bitches over here on Facebook.
I need to move over then. I'm watching YouTube.
Yeah, I think Country Girl is on Facebook.
Yeah, she is.
Look at that. I got that Danielle girl. Mm-hmm. I got the Country Girl and Wizzy. I mean, what? That's the ultimate threesome right there.
Yeah.
I'm watching this. So anyway, we do double platform on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We do Facebook and YouTube, and we're really getting some great numbers on Facebook where we've qualified for certain things, but I'm going to be honest with you, it's really tough to figure out. Their back end is tough.
It's almost too much.
Like Blitz, you would agree, you know, you're Johnny fucking hard drive there. You're Johnny.
Yep.
By most people's standards, you're very technical with computers, right?
I don't like to toot my own horn.
When it comes to guns, when it comes to having a big dick, when it comes to taking pictures of yourself in the shower, and it comes to fucking computers, Blitz, you're at the top of my list.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to say, as far as computers go, probably more than almost everybody.
Yeah, like you're pretty fucking handy with computers.
Yeah, yeah.
And even you have come to me and been like, man, Facebook's backend is a fucking handful.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to figure out the Facebook backend. I'm also looking for a tractor. Did I tell you that?
Well, how big? How big a tractor?
I'm looking for a four-wheel drive, 75 to 100 horsepower PTO. I don't need any attachments. I don't need no fucking scoop on the front. I just need it so bad. I got a bunch of people bird dogging as well for it. Blitz, we can't tell anybody about my new purchase.
Oh, okay.
But what do you think about it?
I mean, it sounds badass.
Oh.
Is it something I'd like?
Hold on.
Yes.
Well,
is something I like?
Blitz, let me just answer it this way.
Okay.
If I had that when she was at my track and she could have gone hanging out there,
well,
it would have been a far better experience for
her. Here's what I was going to say. Hold on. Here's what I was going to say. Don't say anything, but she knows what it is.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm sorry. I won't say anything.
Oh, I'm the only one.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you showed it to me, actually.
She saw it yesterday.
I forgot. Now I know what you're talking about.
But let me, and it's not because I don't want you to know. I just haven't seen you, but I'll show you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Like, it's not a fucking secret.
Me and Bubba were talking about it, and she walked in.
I look good as fuck.
Well, of course.
She walked in, and so he showed her.
I look good as fuck.
You do.
I like you with the glasses.
Yeah,
Tyler just said, I don't even know about it.
Oh, me and Tyler.
Oh, Tyler does? Yes, he does. He knows about it.
You're like a rugged Anderson Cooper.
I haven't heard... Oh. Wait till I missed the gym all week this week.
He said he knows about it.
But, and I don't feel, I did not get to the gym this week near like I wanted to, but if I would have, man, I'd be swode right the fuck now.
Well,
I couldn't tell.
Hey, Jesus, you over there? You need to get that air compressor and fill up that left rear on your car, on your race car, if you can.
Okay.
Just put enough in so it ain't crinkling, you know.
Okay.
And then we're gonna obviously check it when we get to the track.
Yeah.
Is the weather report not looking good? It looks fucking horrible.
Oh.
It's 60% Friday and Saturday, so it's still not good, and it's supposed to rain this afternoon, like 4 to 8.
And I was up in Ocala yesterday. Me and One Eyed Billy were on the track, and I'm on the fucking grader, and I'm getting stuck, and I'm trying to bring all the fucking material that's in the X up, and it's just an absolute fucking mess. We're trying our best. The more traffic I can get on, the more I can get the grader on the track, the more I can kind of pack it down so I can start to clip it. And then out of nowhere, this absolute fucking monsoon comes.
Gully washer?
You just fuck like a 7-minute fucking Noah's Ark flooding shit. Mm. And I was just like, and it just completely ruins everything that you've done for the 3 hours that you've worked the track. It just fucks everything up. So whatever. Owning a dirt track on the most, isn't Florida like the third rainiest state in America? Doug Clem knows it rained so much that he fucking ribbed me on it.
He did?
Yeah.
When?
Last week.
Oh.
I'm at the track, and he's like, how's Tyler doing? And I'm like, he got rained out, and he goes, man, you guys in Florida, it's probably tough to be a real good race car driver in Florida. That's why all the good race car drivers come from the West, California. I go, well, Dad, how about Mario Andretti and A.J. Foyt and Tony Stewart? And we kind of got in a little bit of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's in the top five.
Again, is this the second rainiest July, August on record?
Yeah, since 1963. It's over 8 inches.
Jesus, God. Aren't you guys tired? I mean, I hate to be an old fucking timer, but aren't you tired of rain?
Yes.
I can't fucking take it any longer. Anna, does rain piss you off too?
Sometimes, yes. Like when I have something planned outside or I want to party, but sometimes I like it if it's just I don't feel like doing anything and then the
rain
comes. Well,
that's if you got a guy that's there at that. Like, who wants to be by themselves when it rains?
Me.
For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because then if it's like, oh, I didn't do anything today, but it was raining, so it's supposed to be an indoor day.
Yeah, you have a good excuse.
Yeah, but but raining is for having a crick.
Yeah, it's nice when you have a boy crick.
Yeah, yes. Like your cricks are men and my cricks are women.
Exactly.
So you got a crick up in the cut. You got a crick caper going on.
And you snuggle. And
you Netflix it and you Yellowstone it. And then you do a little fucking.
A little fucking, a little eating, a little napping.
Yeah, there you go. That should be your new country song. What's that again?
A little fucking, a little eating, a little napping.
A little getting high.
A little getting high.
You got a balcony on your.
I have like a little patio. I wouldn't call it a balcony, but
well, I mean, are you on the first floor or second floor?
Second.
Well, then you have a balcony.
Okay.
A patio up more than one story is called a balcony.
Yeah. I know, but it just.
I mean,
you
could
know.
You and I fit on it?
Yes.
Could you and I sit on a lawn chair, not on the same, but in different lawn chairs? Could you and I sit on your patio? On a lawn chair, my lawn chair, your lawn chair.
Is it the elongated lawn chair?
No, it's like, just a little, it's just like a chair.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Then you got a fucking balcony.
I got a balcony.
Could you put a gas grill out there?
It'd be a tight squeeze, probably not.
Would they let you?
Yeah, sometimes they don't let you because you're fucking blowing up.
We have a grill by the pool that people use that I've never even touched.
See, that's bullshit. What? That's why I could never live in an apartment. Oh, Blitz, did I tell you? I might be looking for an apartment.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You want to be my neighbor? Reagan's moving out, so maybe we could be roomies.
No. I'm way too...
I think that'd be a great idea.
I think that'd be great.
Like Tyler will tell you, I'm like really stuck on my ways. Like I like
me too.
I like my shit a certain way.
Me too.
Plus, Tyler lives with me.
And good news, Bubba, you guys would be able to share one bathroom.
Fuck that,
Tyler.
And I'm a long shitter. Like I take 15 to 20. You know, I take 15 or 20 minute shits.
And Anna shits like 15 times a day, so that bathroom would be used nonstop.
Yeah, like if I was in there shitting and you had to go. I'd be like, listen, I just got in here, and you know before I moved in, I told you I take 15. You can set a timer to it. I take 15-minute shits.
I'm playing my game, bitch. I'm playing. Have to come back later.
I get in there, and I play my soccer game.
Yeah.
Is Tyler a long shitter, too? Because he's going to live there.
I don't think Tyler's... Tyler, are you a long shitter?
I mean, probably like 10 minutes at max.
So then you got my long shitting gene. Yeah.
That's long?
10 minutes? There's, you know what? There are some people that literally go in there, poop, and get out of there as fast as they can. I'm like, what the fuck
is... What a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
You're in there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20, 30 sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't your legs go numb?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes I've...
You got to stamp it out?
Yeah, sometimes I've gone
part of a black fraternity sometimes, all of a sudden.
Hold on. I see the funky shingling to get fucking circulation back in my fucking quadriceps. No, but like there's been some times where I'm shitting and I go to wipe and I wipe and then I go to get up and I kind of like.
It feels like there's something coming again.
You're like a baby deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a baby deer.
Or those baby giraffes.
Yeah, when they first come out of their mom's sniz.
Can't fucking stand
up. And they're like, ugh. You ever notice how those baby giraffes, they come right out of their mom's big giraffe pussy and it only takes them for like, it only takes them like. 3 or 4 minutes to get their bearings.
Yeah, 5 minutes and they're an adult.
Yeah, 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, that's otherwise they're going to be eaten by a predator.
Well, no. First of all, giraffes are some badass motherfuckers. Yeah. They can fight lions. They got the big...
Not when they're babies.
No, but they'll protect their baby. Not everybody abandons people like you do.
Yeah.
In the wild...
You're an abandoner.
In the wild... In the wild, the mom stays there and fights like a motherfucker for everybody.
I know, but the baby gets up and the baby is walking within minutes of birth.
I know. Can you imagine if kids were like that?
That's what I'm saying. Kids aren't
mom,
like that.
Your mom pops you out of her sniz and you get your bearings about yourself and next thing you're fucking walking.
Yeah, it takes humans like a fucking year to even take a step. So that's what I'm saying is like there's a big difference.
Nobody even knows this, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying this because it's kind of making Jesus look bad, but...
Brad Cruz at 1,000 Stars Facebook.
Tyler, did you know that me and your mom had to take you to walking rehab?
I remember that.
Yeah, you told me about that recently. Yeah,
like, Tyler, like, wouldn't walk. He couldn't walk. And because he developed my fucking stupid gene, but I'm saying, like...
stupid
and so And so, like, we took him to the doctor, me and his mom... When we had shared custody, and they're like, well, he should be walking by now. And Tyler was like, fuck this walking.
Yeah, but he ain't walking. Fix him.
And so we had to take him down to this fucking little rehab place. And they had to like, you know.
They
like,
put braces on his legs like Forrest Gump?
No, they didn't put braces on his leg like Forrest Gump. And we could have, you know, Blitz, we could have very well
Tyler,
done.
Tyler, run.
We could have very well, if they just would have showed us, we could have done it at home.
Oh,
like
I know.
But nowadays, I only think YouTube wasn't around in 02, so you literally had to go to the fucking doctors. And I had great insurance. I had unbelievable insurance.
Yeah, thanks.
And
Tom.
They're like
the tree man.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, the tree man. I had unbelievable insurance. I was with Clear Channel at the time, Blitz.
Oh, even better.
So I had Clear Channel fucking yippee-yo.
Yeah.
And so they're like, man, your kid. So we were taking Tyler down there like 3 times a week, and they were just basically just going, beep, 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 beep. Like, I could have done
All you had to do was put a fucking balloon on the other side of the room. He would have ran to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but Tyler, you were a late walker.
Hey, if it makes Tyler feel any better, my mom took me to the doctor because I was pigeon-toed.
Well, it didn't work. It didn't work.
But I bamboozled the doctor. I made the doctor think that my mom was crazy. They told me to walk across the hall, and I was very careful.
Not to pigeon toe it out?
Correct. And they're like, I don't see a problem. And my mom was like, this fucking bitch. I was walking like a...
No, Ashley, I don't have a squatty potty. I had one, and I didn't like it.
Did you tip over?
No. You know those squatty potties? It's where you put your leg, you elevate your legs while you're shitting.
It's all your legs.
I know what it is.
And it's supposed to, like, open up your asshole.
Yeah.
So you can get, no, that's what it's supposed, right. It's supposed to, like, elongate your asshole.
Yeah.
So that you can get, you know, well, first of all.
And it straightens out your shit tube.
Well, I'm just telling you, yeah, it basically, my shit tube's fine. I got a lot of miles on my shit tube. And I don't got the lummy type of miles on my shit tube. I got going out miles. Okay? My tide's going out. My tide's going out.
You don't have an ebb and flow?
No. I don't
have, a flow. You have no ebb?
My tide doesn't go in and out. I don't have high tide or low tide. My tide's always going, you're not, high tide all the time.
You're not a beach. You're a river.
Yes. Okay. I am the motherfucking Mississippi. I'm flowing south at all times. Lummi is like whatever that fucking river is that goes opposite. Is it the Nile? Yeah. Remember there's one river like in the Anaconda or something?
The Congo?
That goes one
fucking... It has a reverse current or whatever. Yeah,
that's what Lummi is. Listen, Ashley. By the way, all the hot chicks, I mean...
Have squatty pies?
I hate to fucking ruin the YouTube party, but there's a lot of hot chicks on the fucking Facebook feed. That's where the chicks go.
I need to get on the fucking Facebook.
No, page. Stay off my fucking feed.
I'm on there. I'm going to talk to these chicks.
I got...
What up,
I had an Ashley girl. I got Country girl. I got Wizzy. I got Danielle girl. I mean, I got five or six hotties right now. I'm all juggling on my Facebook.
Juggling all these jugs.
I'm juggling all these fucking cricks. Hmm. I got a crock pot full of cricks over here. On my Facebook deal. You YouTubers, just stay the fuck over there. Get off. I got Denise on here. What up, Denise? How you doing? So squatty potty. Hey, what's up, Wizzy? Squatty potties are made to like elevate your feet.
Oh, right.
To straighten out your shit tube. Mm. But my shit tube is very healthy. Very healthy. I take nice shits.
Your shit tube has no problem going around corners a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, if you don't have a squatty potty, then your shit tube is a little bent, and your shit has no problem going around corners.
Yeah, kind of like
that. It can corner like a motherfucker.
Yeah, like a race car.
Yeah, like a road course driver.
Yeah, I got like a fucking...
You got a NASCAR shit tube.
I got like an F1 fucking shit tube.
Yeah.
It can take like 4 or 5 G's going around the fucking... I got Lewis Hamilton driving my shit tube.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. You got no lifting.
Yeah, you got a...
Yeah, I got the gift. Right. I don't lift.
Yeah.
So let me...
You're not fucking wrong caps with the shitters.
Yeah, you're
fucking Lewis Hamilton.
Earnhardt. Whatever his name is.
AskBucket62, $10. Cash, YouTube.
Now, have you guys... I'm not going to mention... I just want yes or no answers, okay? Mm. But have you got, remember 2 Fridays ago, we were supposed to have an employee Friday, a meeting last Friday, but Lummi was in the hospital.
Sorry.
But I did give you guys some homework. Yep. Are you guys working on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you guys have some data to give me tomorrow?
Yes.
Perfect. How about you, Jesus? Have you been working on that? Or are you going to just scramble around and make Ace do it tonight?
Nope. I've been doing it.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Blitz, what's
Stacy's over
doing,
here.
Doing what, Blitz? What's he talking about?
Yeah. Hey, Blitz, what the fuck's he talking about? My bag full of gears? I don't know. I know he told me to put some tire pressure in my left rear of my race car, but I can't fucking remember anything past that.
Right. Exactly.
I'm having something with my black eye. It's watering.
Uh-oh.
Can you tell it's black still?
When you take your glasses off.
Yeah, it didn't look as bad, but I've noticed you playing with it lately.
Yeah.
Looks like you got pink eye now.
Uh-oh.
Man, I got to be honest with you, Dan did a little something to me. I mean, I got a little, you know, Monday I went to go see Dan. I got some shit done, okay, you know, trying to look better. And I got some shit done, and I mean, he's got me, I mean, I look good as fuck.
Close your right eye. Yeah, it's actually not as dark as it was yesterday. Like, the corner of it's a little bit darker, though.
Yeah, the corner
the far corner
is
darker.
Yeah.
Looks like fucking Rob Kahn popped me in the eye, didn't it? Mm-hmm. I got a little lippy with him like Fabrizi did at my bachelor party. I got popped.
Yeah, you got learned up.
Has any of you guys ever got a black eye before?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I got a black eye once. I got hit in a... You know what, Blitz? I know I was going to bring this up. I think I'm going to get rid of my fucking goatee. I can't take it much longer.
Okay. It looks good, but it looks like it'd be annoying.
Yeah, look at this shit.
Yeah.
It just, But I think I'll look so fucking weird without it that people are going to clown me on that deal now.
Now, do you think you'd be willing to dye it at all before you cut it?
No, I don't think it.
I think I got enough natural darkness in it.
Okay.
I like
and
it.
And I think
color.
It's matching my hair pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know.
You talked about
before, I think I look about as good as fuck as I've looked in a while. I'd fuck myself right now.
Back when you dyed your hair, you didn't like it because it wasn't dyed. So that was the issue then. But yeah, now it matches your hair. It's
you're
fine.
Not on the reef anymore.
And my hair ain't like over the top fucking Elvis not believable shit.
Right.
Like my hair is like, by the way, this is my natural hair.
Yeah. Now, I did get you some of that color shampoo.
And I used it for the very first time last night.
Okay.
But it's on your beard too?
No, I didn't use it on my beard. But it said, Blitz, it takes up to 10.
Yeah, it takes a while. It says it's a gradual thing. And it doesn't ever get rid of all of it. It just makes it darker.
So, Anna, do you think I should start washing my beard with it? I don't even fucking want my beard.
Well,
I like the way it is. I don't think you need to darken anything up. You got hair.
I'm not darkening anything.
Yeah, you got nice facial hair.
It looks good.
It's probably fucking annoying,
training.
But it looks really good.
I've been training.
To be honest with you, it makes your face look a lot slimmer. I like the glasses. I like the hair did.
I've been fucking... Look, hold on.
If it's not broken, don't fix it, Bubba.
Man, those are giant.
Wait, I'm on delay, Willie.
God damn it.
You'll see him here in a minute. You'll see him here in a minute. Hold on.
You think Lemmy can even see
hold
it?
On,
he just knows what's coming. Lemmy just doesn't play the game.
I'm like, how has he seen it?
He's not, Anna. Lemmy doesn't see the damn thing. He's just saying it because he knows what to say.
Anna, did you see that?
No, God.
Fuck, God damn.
No, I don't see it. Oh, there
you didn't see any of that shit?
Now I see.
Fuck. Pump that shit up.
Pump it up. Pump it up.
Hold on. Lummy knows. As soon as Bubba starts saying, look at this, Lummy just goes, oh, that looks great, yeah,
even
Bubba.
Though Lummy's 17 seconds behind,
no, like a minute behind,
and I could look like the fucking biggest lunch lady arm motherfucker ever to live.
Hold on.
You could literally make a face,
stick out your tongue, go, how do I look? And Lummy go, you look so good.
I literally could like be flexing, and it looked like the fattest piece of shit guy that's never been to the gym in the history of the world. And Lummy would be like, oh, fuck. Look at those striations. Jeez. My God, my Lord. No. Oh, fuck. Jesus.
Is he coming?
Yes.
Lummy, I will tell you this.
Yes, sir.
I told you, motherfucker, I was not going to beg to be your hairstylist.
I asked.
You've not. No, you haven't.
Yeah, you said right before. You said a week before.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Newsflash.
We planned it.
Wilbur's coming next week.
That's insane.
I know.
Wilbur's going to be here next fucking week.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that or not, Lummy. You're going to have a kid.
I thought we planned it.
This time next
Lummy,
week, you're
Lummy. Tina May. Is in my super hot, fucking hot chicks that watch the after show do it on Facebook. Wizzy's here.
Oh, it's like the face fucking chat room.
Robin is here. Denise is here. All the hot. I mean, it's where the girls hang out.
This is where the
fish is. I'm not trying to say you guys smell like fish. I was just being smart ass.
Fish in the barrel. Blitz is getting in.
Lummy, you're having a kid in 9 days.
Yeah.
Fucking days, buddy. Yeah. Isn't it? They're taking it on Saturday the 25th, are they not?
Well, no, it's probably going to be like the 24th.
So like literally a week from today or like a week and a day from today.
Yeah. Like you're 6 to 7 days away from having a kid. Motherfucker, we should... I should have been doing your fucking beard today, you dumbass.
Well, I think with going on, I think it got messed up because we planned on doing it this week. I think we were going to do it, Tuesday or Wednesday?
That was the original plan before
everything kind of.
Before you said cock.
You know
what
I look like? I look like a fat Glenn Beck.
That's what a lot of people were saying this morning.
God.
No,
I didn't want to repeat
it. No. It's not fat. It's rugged. Because Glenn
Beck's I guarantee I could fucking beat Glenn Beck's ass.
Oh, of course.
And Glenn Beck is not thin by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but he's...
So you just look like Glenn Beck.
Well, hold on. He's thinner than me, but I guarantee you he can't fucking lift like I can.
No way. No,
yeah, you're
can.
Fucking rugged, Glenn Beck. Hell yeah.
And really, well, look at that.
Bubba Beck
damn.
Over here.
Goddamn Stockholm motherfucker.
There's no way that fucking
save
Glenn
some for
Beck
the rest of us.
Biceps
Big Papa.
Mm. Remember, they're on a delay, Bubba.
What?
They haven't seen shit yet.
Doesn't matter.
So Lummy, you're gonna have a kid,
yeah.
buddy. Yeah.
You're gonna be a
I would be fucking beside myself.
Yeah, Lemmy, how you feeling, buddy? Like, what's the deal?
Like, let me talk.
Are you excited? You, let me you worry?
Talk. I am. Let me talk.
I feel good. I feel excited. I mean, besides the fact that I don't feel like myself, but other than that, I feel good.
Why do you feel like yourself?
Because I almost died. I don't know. I still feel
good. Don't
out of it.
Play that fucking deal.
No, I don't feel.
I mean, it's I almost died martyr game.
Yeah,
for the next
I mean,
year with
you know,
Lemmy.
My sister's already fucking hates me.
Yep.
No, it's not that. I just don't feel like 100% all the
oh,
time.
Oh, there's my Eileen. But Eileen Collins Love.
Oh, that's the racer?
Who I went on a few dates with back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
The daughter for Blitz.
Yeah.
But, Lemmy, my sister's already got...
I wasn't saying that. I was just saying I don't feel like
unmeasurable heat. Unmeasurable heat with
me. Can't even measure it.
It's so fucking bad.
Unmeasurable.
That I'm just going to be honest with you. You know what? I am looking for an apartment. And I just got to figure out.
She's not kicking you out. You're just looking because it's, yeah, time. It's just time.
Do you need
time.
Do you need a storage apartment?
No. And I just got to ask Jesus. Jesus, I'm looking for apartments. Do you want me to get? Listen.
I want you to move out so I can stay there, Daddy.
I want you to be honest. Okay, buddy? I just want you to be honest. Do you want me to get a 2-bedroom and you live with me? Or would you rather stay where you are now? I will not be mad either. It doesn't matter.
It's a trap, Jesus.
Yeah. No, Jesus, it ain't a trap.
Be honest, Jesus.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
No. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I want you to stay with me.
Well, there you go.
I want you to stay with me. I really do. I really like you living with me.
You better answer it the right way, buddy.
Yeah.
We're buddies. You know, you. I mean, I'd rather you just be with me. And I was thinking about moving closer here, like to one of these apartments. Kind of, you know, kind of like over there,
I know exactly where. I've looked at all these apartments.
By
right
the Rushmore area?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like those new ones, like yes. Right by where the Outback and all that shit is over there.
Yeah, those are nice.
I'm really thinking
nice.
About over there, Tyler.
Okay.
But I can see where...
I could drive my new scooter to work.
Tara is going to offer you to stay there. I know she is. But I want you to come. I want you to come live with me. But I don't want to cause a problem with the family. And
Well, Daddy, what I'd like to do is I'm going to come stay with Tara, but if you could get a 2-bedroom and I'll come hang out with you all the time, that'd be great.
Well, what's your answer, Tyler? I mean, you know, what would you want to do?
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
All right, well, then you're staying with me. We're moving the fuck out of there, okay?
Woo. All right.
All right, see you later.
Don't sound too excited.
Just another moving deal.
Yep.
Get a truck.
Oh, Lemmy, remember that one time it was me, you, and Colton?
Yeah.
I actually got pictures. You know how your phone will say, like, you know, 2 years ago today, like some shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
like give you like the memories kind of deal? Lemmy, it was me,
Buck,
you.
On Facebook, 10,000 stars.
Oh, my
Charleston.
God.
Big Buck from Charleston.
And,
Big Buck.
And Lump and Blitz, he's, I don't know that he can qualify for a ring this year, but he certainly...
Yeah, I don't know.
Setting himself up for a good one for next year.
I'll have to look.
Yeah. 10,000. And it says he's been donating for 10. So if
he's been doing that for a while.
So yeah. If he's donating 10,000 for 10 weeks, that puts him $1,000 away
there.
From being, yeah, I mean, Buck, if you turn the wick up in the next 2 weeks, you get your motherfucking ring.
Woo.
So anyway. Yeah, Big Red, you better get your... Look, Big Red knows where the bitches are, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You don't see him over on Yiz Tiz.
Nope, he jumped ship.
It just sucks moving. And I just don't want my sister to be mad at me, but it's just time. And it's more importantly for her. Poor thing.
Yeah.
I have a question. Can I rent a room for...
I got a question about money because I'm Jewish. Can
kind
I put that
of,
in there?
Yeah. Can I ask a question about money because I'm Jewish?
Go
is
ahead.
Is there a thing where I can rent a room out in my apartment for someone to as storage?
Yeah, storage of bodies, maybe.
Are you trying to say that you want to rent out Reagan's or yours? Whatever. Are you going to move to her room?
No, she's probably going to leave next year. And I was thinking, is there a way that I could rent the space but not have someone live there?
So you want someone to rent a storage unit from you?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, storage units are about, you know, like, you know, $69 a month.
Yeah.
So, like, why the fuck?
Right.
Would they pay you $350?
They can use the pool.
And why would you want someone in your house at like 3 a.m. because they need to get a trinket out of their room?
Right. Yeah. They need to get fucking Christmas ornaments.
Well,
right.
I don't know. It'd be nice to like Anna, live alone and then just
Anna,
have...
Why don't
have a big roll-up door they got to go through regular doors and hallways
yeah,
and
that's
shit?
Anna, worse.
Anna, I got a great idea.
Yeah.
No, for real. I got a great idea.
Yeah.
But you got to fucking listen. I'm far more worldly than you. Plus,
I know.
Plus, I'm looking good as fuck.
You're looking fucking good as fuck.
So good.
Hair on point.
So, fuck Reagan probably would have blasted me before she met this fella if I would have fucking had my game like this.
100%.
So anyway, because I'm Jim Clooney.
Yeah. Little brother of Jim Clooney.
So Anna, why don't you go to your apartment complex and say I've been with you for
like 5 years.
5 years. And my roommate, you tell him, and by the way, you do have lawyers at your expense too. Don't fucking forget that. And, I would like to downsize to a one bedroom apartment.
Okay.
And I don't need a two bedroom, but I want to stay within the community. I want to keep, living here. I've lived here for so many years.
And I do really like it there.
And I really like it here, but I'd like to downsize to a one bedroom. And Anna, between all of us guys and the Get Fresh crew, you have your shit all boxed up. We're not going to go fucking box your shit up, but you get your shit all boxed up and all the dudes, Blitz, all the dudes would come together and we could have her moved in 2 hours.
Yeah.
No. It would be like 10 minutes. Okay. I don't have that much stuff.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we the boys would, because that's what friends do, man. Friends would be like, I got you, man. I got a fucking truck. I got a trailer.
Yeah.
Here's a question though. How much cheaper is a one bedroom versus the two?
Probably $300 or $400.
No, it's not that much.
It's usually like $100 and something bucks.
It's like $100. Yeah. It's not much.
Is that all it is, Anna?
Yeah.
I mean,
Anna, do your stats, because I can't.
I'll do it right now.
Okay. What do you think a two-bedroom is? $1,400?
Yeah, it's a little over $1,400 for us.
For a two-bedroom?
Correct.
I guarantee you a one-bedroom is $800.
No. It's like 11 or 12. Right? Yeah. I'll look it up, but I'll show you, Bubba. It's better for me to just stay in the two and have more space.
Yep.
But
what's okay?
Because you got to think too, Bubba. She has a two-bedroom, one-bath, not a two-bedroom, two-bath.
All right. So what are you going to do in the other bedroom?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking about, renting it out for space.
That's not going to work.
Storage.
No, that's a horrible idea.
Do you know what you would actually be? Is to build you a little podcast studio. For real. You don't ever fucking look ahead or try to invest in any bullshit. You do enough just to get by. You're fucking career lazy. First of all, if you just fucking showed a little bit of fucking respect to Blitz, motherfucker would build you a state-of-the-art facility. I'm just telling you that now.
Well, that's where I'm staying at, the second room. I'm building a streaming studio deal in there.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm just saying, Anna, and you could like...
I don't like working out of my home, though.
So you're just going to have an empty bedroom?
First of all, nobody... I'm going to have to get another roommate.
Okay, fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather just live alone, but it's a little out of my price range.
So no, but I want you to give me a price.
I'm looking for it.
Right now. I think it's probably Blitz is wrong on this one with his big boy fucking haircut. You're saying $1,400 for a two bedroom, but a one bedroom's $1,200?
Yeah, it's like $1,100, $1,200.
Are you looking at the fucking website or are you just saying it off your top of your stupid head?
I was looking it up when I was looking at trying to rent a place.
Apartments.
Yeah, I've.
Can't you go to your actual complex website?
I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
If they have any available.
All right. It seems like it's way more expensive. Now it's saying that one bed, one bath is like $1,800.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's because they're jacking all the fucking prices.
So here's the thing, Bubba, is she's better to stay where she's at now at the rate that she's at, or they'll jack it up a little bit versus going to a one bedroom. She'll probably end up spending more money to move to a one bedroom.
How much longer is your lease?
Till May.
All right, so it probably makes sense
to just stay. Even if I stayed there, I'd be paying $300 less for an extra room.
That's
understand.
What I'm saying.
But when May comes up and your lease is up, you better hang the fuck on. They're gonna jack your shit.
They always do, but I always talk them down. So usually they'll jack it up maybe like 80, 100, and I always get them down to just jack it up to 50. So they have the increase. That makes sense after I talk to them. But I always have to talk to them because they have a standard increase every year.
Yeah, but do you use I've been here five fucking years deal?
Oh, every time I talk to them, and they always lower it down. Yep. And I always thank them for it, and it's like a thing. So.
We could find you a roommate.
Oh. Fuck, I was.
We'll reach out to the Bubba Army.
I fucked myself.
Yep.
I just played myself like DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled!
Another one!
What you should do...
Major key.
...is what you should do is you should just keep sowing that Tara is the coolest bitch ever seed, and yeah. She just let you fucking... Because she...
No, I'm not going to live with Tara. She needs her own fucking space.
Not really.
She's, after dealing with your ass, like... You know,
I think she's getting ready to buy a bigger house. I don't know, but I think she's going to sell that one. I'm just, you know, trying to pencil myself in on Janie Cakes' place when she's not, you know, not around anymore.
With all those hot cougs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But man, my mom's community that she lives in.
Yeah, there's swingers.
No. There's no hot cougs.
No.
There's, I mean, like,
why?
I would be like the hottest dude in the entire place.
Fuck yeah, you would.
No, but I'm saying like they're all 80.
That's hot. Like,
no.
80 is the new
80 is not the new 60.
What's the oldest chick you'd bang today?
Probably somebody my age.
Okay.
I mean, like, well, I don't know if I should really get into this too much.
You probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, it was years ago.
Oh, that older, the landlord?
No, there's another one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom's friend?
How old was she?
No, but I'll just tell you this. I graduated with her at Warsaw High School.
Okay.
I graduated with her. She was my classmate.
Yeah.
At Warsaw. And later in life... like circa, well, I don't even want to give the years.
Okay.
But it was, you know, well after we graduated. I'll say this. It was, it was from 2000 to 2005.
Okay.
And I hooked up with her. And she's my age, obviously.
So she was like 40.
She was... But yeah, at the time, okay. but she was at that time, you know, I'd never been with somebody my age.
Mm-hmm.
And so she might even be a year older than me.
Whoa.
Well, hold on. What about that fucking Ellie bitch?
Yeah.
No.
She's dead now.
Well, Ellie was in Chicago.
Yeah, but how old was she?
She's like 65.
No, but like, I really liked this girl. Like I could have had like a relationship with this girl.
Whoa.
But I fucked it up.
You did.
Yeah, I really fucked
it
up.
That's out of character.
And the only person that knows about it is Larry Plummer. He's the only guy that knows about this. Because she was married at the time. And was going through a divorce.
Oh, so she wasn't with the guy, though.
No. She was going through a divorce. They were actually not even... They were actually separated. She lived... Well, I can't tell you where she lived.
Not with him. Okay.
And... I really, really messed up on that one because she was super fucking cool and she was from my hometown and she knew everything about me and she knew how I was. Like
and
she knew,
still liked you.
I mean, she knew, I mean, she truly knew me.
Wow.
Like,
do you even know you?
No, but I don't know that anybody really knows
deep.
Me. Like, nobody really knows me.
Yeah.
I don't even know that Tyler really knows. Jesus, I don't think you even really know me, do you?
He does not.
I mean, yeah. A little bit.
No,
yeah.
He does not.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean I don't?
Let's not ruin him,
I mean, you don't know me.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, you didn't know me.
He didn't know you were married until like a couple weeks ago.
Hold on. You've only known me since 2002 because that's when you were born.
When you were born.
Borned.
So, you know, like, you know, I had a whole big life before that.
Rolling around with a lot of cricks.
He does know you, Bubba. He does actually know you.
I'll listen to how
weird does that feel coming out of your son?
Cricks.
Rolling around with a lot of cricks.
So, I really messed up because, and not to be disrespectful to anybody that I've married or had a relationship with or that was engaged to or anybody in my life, you know, that I've been romantically involved with.
But
this girl was, you know, probably the one that really knew me.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you got to think, Blitz, I went to school with this girl for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school with this girl for 12 years.
And that means a lot.
Would you say she's the one that got away?
That's what I was just going to say.
Commit to it.
Yes and no.
Okay, ooh. Well.
Because.
What do you mean?
Because there could be a few of those. There could be a few of those.
Mm.
And that's all I'm going to say. I'm getting myself in just way too much trouble because some people listen to this show and take it way too literally. And I have to remind people I'm in the fucking show business.
Show business.
I'm in here to tell stories.
I'm not saying the same, and I know you won't, but like I want to hear names. I know a couple.
And Larry Plummer was like, are you fucking kidding me, buddy?
Was this chick hot?
Not getting into any other fucking parameters on this.
Obviously,
one.
She was hot.
But you'll start putting it all together.
It's Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba doesn't fuck well. Candy, I guess, but
he farted on her.
Oh,
you guys
getting a blowjob?
Sometimes you never fart on a bitch.
I farted on a girl when I was in college, a bigger girl was giving me head.
Did you bet
Tyler know this story?
Oh, I forgot. With Jeff Bird? Fucking work it.
Tyler, get your ass on the slate mic.
No, don't.
Please. We didn't know if you know this story or not.
Bubba,
you don't know this one?
No.
Have you ever heard it?
No.
Well, then we got to tell it.
Well, I can't talk to my kid about.
Lummy knows it. Go ahead. Yeah. Lummy, what happened?
Well,
Lummy,
yes.
I'm telling you not to say a fucking word.
Big Buck, 1,000 stars. Bubba, I'm not going to say anything about Candy that you farted on with Jeff Bird, but.
While she was blowing him.
Okay. But
don't say nothing about that.
Did you bang the chick at the REO Speedwagon that hurt your back? The one that you put on your shoulders and,
no.
and like blew your back
and that
out?
It was Brian Adams.
Brian Adams, sorry.
I went to a Brian Adams concert in 1982 in Fort Wayne, and so back then when you would go to a concert, you'd be down on the floor. Well, you know, your girl that you had would get on your shoulders. Okay?
Oh, no.
So hold on. So Larry Plummer's there, and he's got Tanya, his girlfriend, and she's just, she's a track girl.
Yeah, she's
who
like
works
90
so
pounds.
And she's like 105 Perfect. Pounds.
Yeah.
Fucking, so she fits a template.
Like, honest, she's like you. Like, she's like thin, in shape, runner.
Hot as fuck.
Hot.
Yeah, hot.
She's hot as absolute fuck.
Right, just like me.
Right. And then I got one of my other friends, I forget who, and he's got his girlfriend, and she's like, you know, like 115. And I had to take this, I took this girl, and she was about.
She kind of looked like Hugo the Whale.
Well, no, but.
She was about the size of Bubba.
No, but she was about 160. And. You know, in high school, I was like 220. My senior year when I played football, I was like 220. And, you know, Larry's like 210.
Yeah.
And my buddy Bart, who went with us, I think he's like, you know, he's 210, 215.
Yeah, so like 105 ain't nothing.
So we're like, yeah, like we're just them. Regular dudes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Larry hoists up Tanya, puts her on his shoulder. She's up there fucking watching. And Bart gets his girl up on his shoulder.
And then your girl
looks
at
you. And my girl
goes
and says, and I go, and then I said, hey, Larry, can you put Tanya down to help her get on my back?
Oh, no.
So I got my big boy jeans on, and I'm literally, watch this, I'm literally squatted down like this at the concert.
Damn it, I have to wait a minute.
Either way, I'm like squatted down like this, and then I got to like try to, and I can't get her to fuck
up. Drive at the heels.
Yeah, I'm like. And you know, at that point, I was probably squatting 400 or so, but that's weightlifting. That's not a human being.
That's moving and shaking. And
yeah, around. Big fucking top
Oblong,
heavy
yeah.
bitch.
It's the Kool-Aid man on
and
your
so
back.
And so I get her. I'm squatted down. Larry helps her up.
Yeah.
She's on my shoulders. And so, you know, everybody's fucking enjoying the concert, and my back is on fire. I feel like
I bulged a disc.
I feel like I went from 5'10 to 5'6. I feel like I'm just like I go, Larry. I said, Larry, and he's right beside me, shoulder to shoulder. I go, man, my fucking back's on fire. He goes, tell her you gotta go to the bathroom. You gotta piss. I go, oh, okay. So I reach. I said, hey, I gotta go piss. She's like, okay, well, let me down. I was gone for a half an hour. Just because I was trying to stretch out my back.
You're walking around the bathroom going, someone get me a squeeze, please.
Somebody get, They may got an inversion table. I don't know if they had inversion tables in 82, but I would have paid $10 for one.
Lakeland Hoosier, $25. Cash YouTube.
Guys. So I've been carrying this 160 pound around all night. I need to squeeze girl. Somebody, please.
Did you bang her?
No, I did not. But so anyway,
she fucked you back up and didn't even get anything out of it.
Like in 99, yeah. Like this, I think. So the girl that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. It's like 90.
Oh, 98 rock days.
It's like 99, 2000.
Okay.
And I'm syndicated. Making super good money.
Yeah, 99, 2000, you're balling.
Yeah, I'm fucking balling.
You're the man.
Just built my new house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single at this time.
Yeah, 9/11 hasn't happened.
7,000 gallon aquarium.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just straight fucking balling. And I go back to Indiana. And we meet up for, like, dinner. And...
Do you fuck her face?
I don't know.
That's a fair question.
My kid listens.
Yeah, he knows. You've asked his grandmother if she likes getting fisted.
It was Rocky, I believe.
Yeah, Rocky. Do you like get Rocky?
By the way, my mom still has not talked to me.
Have you reached out to her?
I've tried. Well, Tyler, do you know anything that I don't... Am I supposed to... Like, are they still all fucking hot at me?
I don't know.
Can you get anything out of this little fucker?
No.
It's a locked box.
Have you?
Lummy has to deal with that shit every Wednesday night.
Have you contacted her?
No, not since last weekend.
Okay. When you do, will you tell her, hey, don't be mad at dad?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So
Switzerland over here.
Blitz, we meet for dinner, right? And like we're talking and it's just like, oh my God, we're talking about all of our high school times and cool. All of our friends mm-hmm. and hey, what's Tammy Lambert doing nowadays? And oh my God, I heard she married Phil Sands and they got a couple kids mm-hmm. and hey, did you hear Carl Ottersberg's living in New York and he's a big time artist and you know, my buddy Larry, you know, Larry's fucking head of the park and
yeah. Recap.
Yeah. Like, you know, and how's your mom doing? Her mom was sick at the time and you just, she had a brother and it was just like,
man, they took her top off.
So then, mm-hmm. And it was a pretty, you know, expensive place.
Like a steakhouse?
No, it was like a sushi place.
Oh, okay.
And so after, I can remember like nothing. I had my own hotel room.
Whoa.
And I said, I'm walking her to her car because she had to park like in a parking garage or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking to her car and I'm like, hey, you know, you want to
bust?
Hey, want bust?
You want to bust? No, I didn't know what to say because this she was like, I never pictured myself in a million years being in this
really?
Yeah, never. And so
how did it become that you guys met up to meet out in the first place? Like, how did that go out? Like, how did that work?
I don't know if it was on MySpace or if it was on, I don't know.
Okay.
But you obviously kept in contact to some degree.
Yeah.
But you were like, hey, I'm coming up there. You know, why don't we go have dinner?
Yeah. Yeah. I was.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to say the city. I think people can probably put the city together.
Right.
But she's like, yeah. So I meet her and she's telling me she's going through this divorce and that they're separated and that it's going to be final and, you know, such and such. And so then afterwards, I walk her to her car and I said, hey, do you want to go back to my hotel? You know, because there's a bar there.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
And she's like, yeah, I'd like that. I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm in. And then I'm like, I got to pinch my, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is like. So we go back to the bar, and she has a couple drinks. She's starting to feel pretty good, and we don't fuck.
Huh?
What? Nope. I end up. She's like, I think I better not have any more drinks. I won't be able to drive home because I think I'm running up my limit. So I'm like, well, let's just
make it a double.
Well,
you said to the bartender, make it a double.
Make it a double with a fucking with a couple shots. Yeah. A couple shots. I'm taking some Viagra. So. But I was a perfect gentleman, so she, like, stopped drinking, and, like, We talked for like 45 minutes to an hour. And the whole entire time, the only thing I'm doing is trying to get her up to the to my room.
Of course.
My suite. And she's like, you know, Bubba, I really, really like you. And I would really like, you know, to fuck or, you know, whatever she said. Mm-hmm. But I really, and this is like not really, it sounds like a real big cop out, but it really isn't a cop out.
Okay.
If a girl, I mean, she's like, I really like you. And I'd really like for this to turn into something, but obviously you live in Florida and I live here. And she had kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't know, I didn't even have a kid at that time. Little did I know I was going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I got kids and you live in Florida. I don't know if this is, we're gonna, you know, could work out or not, you know, but maybe we could try it. But if I go back and fuck you, then it's just not going to make what we potentially could have as good or cool.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I'm kind of feeling it. I'm like, you know, I don't want to crick her out. I mean, I've known this girl for, you know, all of my life. Well, you know, since I was in kindergarten.
Look at you.
And so we don't do anything.
Don't
well,
even
I take
kiss?
That back. We make out like a motherfucker.
Okay.
That's fine.
So I take her back to her. I walk her like maybe a block to her car. And this is a kinder, gentler Bubba. This isn't the calloused Bubba of today.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Which is weird because it was 99 and you were a dick back then.
Well, in some instances.
Right.
Was this like when you were 488 or like what were you rolling?
No. Mm-mm. And so probably 275, 280.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, yeah. Super dialed in.
Yeah, probably like, no. Super dialed in is 249. That's the best it's ever been, 249.
You were dialed in. You just weren't super dialed
in. Yeah, super dialed.
Okay, good.
And so we start kind of, and I plan like two trips to Indiana that summer.
Oh.
Just to see her. And on the now, and at that time, Blitz, we do start fucking.
Okay.
Oh, so like, you fuck her.
By the second time,
right.
It's been a month now.
You're not going to keep going up to Indiana to
not
get right.
No ass.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Dumb.
So the second time I go up there, we had already talked a lot and, you know, had kind of talked about what we might be doing.
What we got?
And so, and at that point, I think that she was either, her divorce was final, or it was like weeks away.
Okay.
Just paperwork. Like, and relationship's done.
Right. And her husband was a complete dick. He'd already moved on, was like fucking his secretary. He was a super big slinging dick, like lawyer or some bullshit.
Yeah.
So she had money because she was going to get, like half the equity in the house. Like, she was going to be fine. So she was truly, and not that anybody that I'm with in today's environment or anybody that I see in today's environment, or not all women that I've been with have been money driven. A lot have. Money changes things. It does. I could write a book about it.
Yeah, money changes everything, especially when you don't have it.
And so, but this particular girl, Blitz, she had known me since I was, you know, 6 years old.
I get it.
And so, And I don't know that I even had as much money as her husband did, you know, back then. But whatever the fuck, I had money. And so that summer, I think it was the summer of 99 or 2000, I go up to Indiana like four times. And we're like kind of seeing each other, kind of. And she actually, but nobody knows, I've never told this story. She meets me one time in North Carolina.
Oh.
We met in Asheville, North Carolina, and spent the weekend in Asheville, North Carolina.
Up in the mountains?
In the mountains. Remember when I was telling Kevin Hazlett about Asheville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was my reference.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know, like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know if I found some crick down here. You know, I don't know. But I just kind of blew her off.
Did you go to livestock around then?
Yeah, you know, I think I probably met Heather.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I think I met Heather.
What year did you meet Heather?
And I called.
Right around then.
Let me see. And Heather was, I think Heather was.
Like 2004 or something.
No, yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you years-wise. Hold on. You know, Heather was 9 years younger than her, but probably didn't really like me like the way this chick did. And I just blew her the fuck off. I can remember she'd call me and I wouldn't take her phone call. Then she would be like, what's going on? What's changed? Like, the last time we were together.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah, like what's changed? And like, you know, I just saw you 2 weeks ago and it was like.
Great.
And what the, now, and it's just like, man, I just got me some new pussy and, you know, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Did you ever even give her an answer?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you tell her though?
That just the long distance shit wouldn't work. And,
okay, there you go.
You know, but I really, really like you, and I just wish our timing was different.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So there's that one.
Did she, like, offer to move or anything?
I don't know if we need to get into all that, but probably.
So the problem is distance. So she offers to move, and you're like, no.
Well, we were in Asheville that one time, and she's like, I really like it down here. And she's been to, I mean, she'd been to Florida a lot with her husband. Her husband was, like, again, an attorney.
Okay.
And they traveled quite extensively. In fact, I think he may have had, like, a condo in West Palm or something like that,
right.
I think. And so they vacationed down there. So she was very, now, she wasn't familiar with the white trash version of West Palm, which is Tampa, but still. And I just did her so, I just did her fucking just completely fucking dirt. I just did her like a real dick.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
So have you talked to her since then at all?
No. She got remarried.
Oh, good.
And
how's she look now?
She looks good. I mean, I don't know. I don't really go to her shit.
Oh.
Does it make you sad?
No.
Oh.
Her kids have graduated from college. I think they're both doing good. But I can tell you this, Blitz, I have looked at her Facebook, and she looks sad because she's got like a she married like a guy like 10 years older than us.
Oh.
And she just looks sad.
She knows what she could have had.
She should know she could have had Bubba Clem from 1915 Rosemont, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She could have been on the reef for a while, but
she
nope.
could have been on the reef. Look how that fucking reef action, fish. Too. Mm-hmm. I got to go into Dan's, like, I think in 2 weeks with Carrie. She's going to start doing some more shit to me.
Can you tell us what she's doing?
No, I'm not telling you shit.
Okay.
It's going to look good as fuck. You think fucking Hollywood stars tell you, hey, let me tell you what I got done. No, they just tell you I look good as fuck.
They used to always lie about it and say, I got nothing done.
Remember Joan Rivers would be like, I've never had a... Bitch, you look like a fucking Siamese cat.
Yeah.
You haven't had nothing
Your
done.
Your face isn't even moving when you talk.
Did you know I met her one time?
Joan Rivers?
Uh-huh.
Where?
At the Sirius building.
Oh, she's awesome.
And I will tell you this. She was cool as fuck. She was absolutely and funny. She would just roll around cut on people. Like, she was literally...
She was cutting
promos on Ronnie because she wanted to go into the studio earlier than she was supposed to. And Ronnie, like, you ain't getting by Ronnie. And she was like, listen, you little sawed-off motherfucker. She was just cutting. And I think her daughter, was it Melissa?
Melissa, yeah.
She was with her mom. But I'll tell you right now, the coolest bitch I ever met, ever.
I know who you're going to say.
Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that.
T. Collinger, 1,000 Stars.
I was
going to
say Tina Turner.
I thought you were going to say Sarah Silverman.
Well, you know what, Blitz? You're pretty close on that one. Sarah Silverman was pretty cool. But yeah, I would say Sarah Silverman was a notch cooler. But fucking Sharon Osbourne was the nicest, coolest person I've ever met, celebrity-wise. Like, she was so nice. So cool. And Tina Turner was cool, too. That was back in 86.
So you got quite a spread, I remember.
No, we were backstage in one of our, the midday girl, Renee Bass, was sick. We had taken a bunch of listeners over to the Tina Turner concert from Terre Haute. And one of the midday girl, Renee Bass, was kind of like, had like a flu or some bullshit and was sick. And so we were in this little holding room, and they had like a little catering deal. And Tina Turner walks in, and she's taking pictures with everybody. And she and Renee is kind of sitting down with her hands in her face, not feeling good, like obviously not feeling good. And Tina Turner be like, "Sister girl, are you not feeling well?" And she's like, "No, this is just some midday bitch from Tarrant, Indiana." And that fucking Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina Turner says, "You know what? I have a, I guess these big time acts, they have a doctor on staff that, that tours with them.
Yeah,
a
traveling doctor."
And she says, "Let me go get my doctor." And the doctor went and like, did her blood pressure and, you know, made sure she was, and actually wrote her a prescription that Renee, well, she didn't get filled till the next day when we got home.
122 milligrams Xanax, here you go.
Yeah, no shit.
You'll feel better.
But I mean, like, I thought that, I mean, like, that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I just saw a documentary on her. On Tina Turner.
Isn't she, does she live in Switzerland or something?
I don't know, but
she's like a Swiss
citizen. She ended up marrying like, I don't know if it was a fan or like her manager. You know, Ike beat the fucking shit out of her. Ike Turner
was. For how long?
Ike Turner.
Erwin Bach is her husband now.
Ike Turner was the biggest mother asshole ever to live. He was so mean to her.
I have a question.
And he beat the fuck out of her.
Is
what?
He the one that like made her though? Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I mean,
kind of like Joe
were,
Jackson.
I mean, they were a duo. No, they were.
They
duo.
Were duo. Oh, I don't know.
Erwin Bach is a music executive. Blah blah blah. He worked on
Ike and Tina Turner.
And he's in Switzerland, so yeah.
No.
Is Ike still alive?
No, he died.
Yeah, he died.
Ha, this is motherfucking Ike Turner, and I beat the shit out of my chick. No, I mean, he may have given her, you know, Ike Turner was a star, and then he brought her on,
yeah,
and she was just kind of a backup Willie. But then, well after Ike, she had a far more, you know, she, he
prolific
may, he, yeah, I mean, he may have, you know, that'd be like, you know, I gave Lummy his chance, but then Lummy went on to be the next fucking Howard Stern.
I got you.
Well, that really fucking chapped my ass. Like, Lummy, if you went on to be the next
Howard
Stern.
My series kept calling him.
Blitz, died in San Marcos.
Blitz, I haven't even told you this. Do you know I got a job offer yesterday to voice track afternoons on a rock, on a classic rock station?
What?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Where at?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
But.
Big market or no?
Big market.
Okay.
And pretty fucking big money.
I was going to say, what does it pay?
$100.
Okay.
Hmm.
For fucking real.
Huh.
And it's between me and two, there's three finalists. And this one dude is like, why don't we take, you know, and they want to take like parts of my show and cut it up.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's still in the, it, yesterday was the very first day that I talked to the guy. So I shouldn't probably even be talking about this.
Right.
But I haven't given out enough information. But it's a major market and they want me to, after my show, hook up with another guy that they have in mind.
Okay.
And we do like 2 hours and that they've, that they record. And then they cut up and make into an afternoon drive show. Instead of playing like 8 or 9 records an hour, they're going to play like 5.
Okay.
And me and this guy, who I'm very familiar with and can work with, are the afternoon drive guys.
Huh.
And it pays $100.
Wow.
Fuck, I couldn't sign up for that.
Right.
I couldn't sign up for that and give the guy oral fast enough. I was just kidding about that one.
I guess they, because Tyler just went, oh my God.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not giving a guy oral. It's just an expression.
Not for $100,000.
I mean, Blitz, haven't you ever heard expression? Yeah, not only will I blow you for
of
that.
Of course.
I mean, hey, what would you do for $10 million? Well, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd fucking take the $10 million and then I'd fucking blow you.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. It's just an expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for $10 million, I mean.
For $10 million, I'd blow a guy.
That's what I was going to say. I would do it.
Yeah, it'd be dumb if you didn't.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's just.
It's oral.
It's just. I would say you're not going to do something there. I'm not doing it all the way.
Yeah.
Like, you better give me a curtain. You better let me know when,
well, what
when
if
stuff's.
He said, what if he said all the way?
So, no. Is it 15
million? You'd say, let me see that $10 million cash first.
I'd say, give me 50% down.
Yeah.
And give me some mouthwash. Apple cider vinegar or something.
I need $10 million in mouthwash.
Yeah, something. And what would you do, Blitz, if a guy says, you got to blow me to completion, but I'll give you $10 million?
I'd be on my knees.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm only doing it one time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Hey, Bubba, I heard you blew a guy.
I would actually, as I was doing it, I'd be on my cell phone on Zillow looking for a fucking nice mansion to buy.
I'd be on my phone with fucking Tom Bean saying, Tom, we're back, bitch. Bubba, what happened?
Yeah. On to do it again.
Hello, Tom Bean's office.
Bubba, hey. I can't hear you with that cough in your mouth.
Tom, we're going to be back on top, bitch.
And Tom said, why are you calling me? You're the one that's blown me.
Gross.
I'm standing right here, Bubba. Why are you calling me on the phone?
Bubba, you're blowing me. Why are you calling me? I would do. I know that I'm irresponsible. I've gotten better with money. But I would do. Like, Todd, are you over there? If I got $10 million, if I got $10 million, okay? If I got $10 million, I would do, like, this February, a Lucas, like, 100,000 to win late model race. And I mean, wouldn't you have, like, Tyler, wouldn't you have like the, like 100 cars there?
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Would there be any chance of making money on it?
No.
No. No, I'm not in. I'm not making $10 million to make money. I'm getting $10 million to have fun. I can't blow through $10 million my last 15. Well, the fuck I can.
What the fuck are you talking about? 10 million, like, okay.
$10 million, but it's not that much.
$10 million is a lot of money, but when you start spending it, man, it's going to go quick.
Well, yeah. First of all, just like Hogan said, if you got $10 million, you really only got five.
Yeah. Well, let's say you got ten free and clear. Like,
if you got
no ten
free and clear. Yeah, if you got ten free and clear, you have to be a fucking absolute buffoon.
Yeah, but
not
Bubba,
to you. Oh,
but Bubba,
what?
Fucking invest half that shit.
Yeah.
Don't be fucking doing races and shit.
Can you
come
listen
on
to Kevin this time around?
Put that shit in like fucking Bitcoin.
Hold on, I'm looking at shit.
Real estate.
Can you buy me some gears?
Yeah, he needs a new bucket.
Tyler, if I got $10 million, we're fucking getting, we're calling Mark Richards, and we're getting two brand new XR1s, and I'm getting a brand new 5150, and I'm getting a fucking, you know, a couple of fucking Longhorn modifieds, and a couple J&J 410s, buddy.
Blitz, I know it's 2024, but I'm broke because I don't know what I did with my money.
Blitz, I got $10 million on 2022, and I can't even pay the taxes on it
anymore.
It's
2024. I need to sell this shit because I got no money.
You
I
know
thought
how
$10
cool,
million was a lot of money.
Do you know
but
how cool it used to be when I would go to fucking Stingray Chevy and Heather wanted a new Escalade,
mm-hmm,
and I went and put my American Express black card down on the bitch and paid for it
see,
cash right there.
Take it. And then as you were there, they give you one fucking for free to drive?
Yeah. Bubba, it's $68,900. Well, you know what? Just put it on my black card.
I got miles. I got points. I got points. As it hits the table, ting, ting, ting.
Now, I can't even fucking finance a milkshake. My sister had a co-sign for me.
Bubba, your bill's $68. Well, hold on. Can you put $20 on this card? I got $20 cash and put the other, the rest,
yeah,
the balance on this card.
And then Tara's going to come by tomorrow and lay down the rest, okay?
Do you guys do IOUs? I'm good for it. I'll be back.
I
got to
tell you, man, almost 300 clicks over on Facebook, and it really, really.
607 on YouTube.
Yeah, 600 on YouTube.
Yeah, it's been a great show. I think it's my new look.
It is. It's the hair.
It's the Jim Clooney.
Jim Clooney. I think would be a great time to say goodbye. Oh, Anna, no. Listen,
yeah,
we can't get into all my shit. We got to get into your shit. We can go long today. Oh, I don't have anything
good
to do.
I'm good to go long.
What about your vaccination? So you're scheduled to go to a wedding.
Not
like,
scheduled for anything anymore, but
well, no, hold on.
The plan was, yeah.
Bubba, babe, you I didn't have a piece of my chicken, just half of it.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Not half, whole. I'm going to talk about her shit, okay? So you just go ahead and munch away, kid.
Can I go grab something to drink?
Yeah, you go too.
I'll be right back.
Everybody just abandoned me. This is me and old girl.
Yeah,
I love her.
It's me and you.
All right, so listen. You didn't even buy your airline tickets?
No, because I was waiting. So originally, the bride said that I had to be vaccinated.
Brad Cruz, 1,000 stars, Facebook.
And I said, can I just give you a negative test? And she was like, oh, that didn't even occur to me. yeah, that's fine. That's what she said.
She did. Okay.
She was cool. She gave me options. She's like, at first, she kind of said vax or antibodies. And then I said, how about just a negative test, Willie? And she said, you know, that sounds good.
So she's good for it.
She's cool. So then I was.
So you're like, okay.
I was waiting to get in touch with her to see her comfort level. And then I told her.
And hers was cool.
She was fucking cool.
Right.
So.
She hot?
She actually is very hot.
Right. She likes to fuck.
Like the opposite of your type. And she's like very light skin, blonde hair, blue eyes, but pretty girl.
I like.
That's
I can,
my type.
Yeah. I can, it's Blitz's type.
I think I've only dated one blonde in my entire life.
$9.99, the Bubba Light YouTube.
Let's see if I can find her.
Hi, Bubba Light. But, you know, I would maybe go out with a blonde. Maybe.
Yeah, she's very cute. We were very close in high school.
Okay.
Or in college. So she's cool with it. And I confirm with my mom, hey, these are the dates. I'm going to book the flight.
And sister girl is cool with, you know.
Jackie's cool with it.
With me being having a negative test, Willie.
Yeah.
And now, mind you, I must backfill this in the fact that you haven't seen your mom for quite a while, like 2 years, right?
2 years in November.
Right. And you and your mom are close. Like, you and your mom are close. You love her.
Yes, we're getting closer, but we had a strenuous relationship for about a year.
I know, but you guys are, you know.
We're on good terms, and we're getting closer.
So. You tell her, hey, sister girl, you know, it's cool.
Yep.
And I'm fixing, you know, I'm going to buy my flight. Buy my flight.
Today or tomorrow or something. And my mom said, hold up, wait a minute. And I said, what?
Now, how old is your mom?
63.
See, that's the problem.
And she had open heart surgery.
Okay. Which really means nothing. No, what I'm just saying, like, everybody that's had any kind of surgery automatically rolls it into a COVID deal. You know what I'm saying?
It's a heart thing and
comorbidity.
Yeah, I mean,
risk factor.
Right. She had major surgery. The heart has been stressed. And my mom chronically has had bad cases of respiratory issues. She has asthma. And my mom said that the last 40 years of her life, 39 of them, she's had pneumonia once a year. Like, she gets pneumonia very easily.
Alopecia.
Well, that's not related.
All right. So.
Dish.
You tell her, oh, girl, it's cool. I'm going to book my flight. Mama says,
hierarchy, $65, $50, kiss ass
thank
on
you.
YouTube.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
And so she's like, hold on, sister girl. I would feel better if you get vaccinated.
No, she said, let me just talk to my doctor.
Okay.
And I go, oh, fuck.
So you got some her fucking cardiologist.
California-based
fucking
yeah,
shitty
doctor.
Yeah, so like the primary care guy and the fucking cardiologist, and they all fucking hate Florida.
And yeah, they hate Florida, and two, they're fucking from California, and three, they literally have, now, you know, of course, this is a thing, and this is, you know, a major deal, but they are absolutely flipped the fuck out in California.
Totally fucking
and their
out.
Media has flipped them the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just flip
and
out
their political affiliations and, you know, all right. That bullshit, unfortunately.
Right. It's the blue. It is arguably the first or second bluest state in America.
Easily, yeah.
Right.
And even though my mom lives in a conservative enclave of California, it's still very blue.
Right.
So my mom.
Much like the balls that you leave most men.
Correct.
Right, continue.
Blue balls. So my mom gets back to me like a week after that because it took her a while to get a hold of her doctors. And one of them felt the need to call her and basically warn her about people from Florida, about how.
Kind of motherfucking you a little bit.
Oh, there's
a
no question.
A little bit.
Backside motherfucker.
He fucking threw under the bus.
Under the bus, it reversed, and then reversed back again. It was terrible. So he basically just said, that bitch needs to get the vaccine, otherwise it's a no-go. And my mom asked, because I had offered to get an antibody test, and she said that, and the doctor said, quote, proof of antibodies isn't proof of immunity. Much like the vaccine.
So you're getting just absolutely hated
I'm
on.
I'm getting butt-fucked.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow.
Not in a good way.
No.
My butthole's tight,
butt
and I don't like it.
Butt-fucks usually not it, you know, not.
I don't want to be butt-fucked.
Right. Like, not everybody, I'm most
bleeding.
People are not into that.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want it.
Yeah. So she gets back to you a week later, and she says, I what? I'd like for you to, I've talked to my doctors, A through Z.
Yeah.
They're flipped the fuck out. All people from Florida are white trash. You guys are going crazy out there.
Yeah.
Literally, COVID is like, you know,
she
just killing everybody.
That there's like, they're wheel-bearing bodies through the streets.
Right, right.
Like, that's what other people's perception of Florida is. And I said, Mom, then why are so many fucking people moving here? And she's like, well, I do know people moving there. I'm like, if it was so bad, why would everybody wanting would want to leave California, New York, and come mm-hmm. to Texas and Florida?
Right.
But that, she, right. yeah.
That's another deal. So, yeah. So, go ahead.
So, she, you know, we kind of left it at a standstill. This was last week, and she said, I'll get back to you, like, tomorrow. Bitch doesn't call me at all. She was ghosting me. I've been ghosted by a lot of men in my life, but I've never been ghosted by my mother. It was a weird flex.
Oh, I have. It's horrible.
I didn't like it.
I'm getting ghosted right now.
Yeah, so I call her on Tuesday, and I was like, are you avoiding me? And at least she was honest. She was like, yeah, kind of.
I like it.
Okay.
And did you say?
I said, did you? Because she talked it over with her husband, and she just said, listen, Anna, I get it. I get where you're coming from. I'm never going to tell you how to live your life if you want to walk around without a mask and, you know, be in crowds of people and blah, blah. But she said, I don't feel comfortable with it.
But they have a big misconception on how, on COVID in Florida. Like, they think that everybody's got COVID and we're just spread it amongst
yeah.
all of us.
And I said, Mom, it doesn't matter if I'm running around maskless. If I'm healthy and I'm fine and I'm not sick, then, like, it doesn't matter how many people you fuck as long as you don't have syphilis at the end of the day, right? Like,
yeah.
you're still clean. Doesn't
right.
matter how many people you fucked. So,
as long as you don't got to herpes.
Exactly. You're good to go.
I mean, but you know, you fuck too many and you get to herpes. Well, then it's a game changer.
Yeah, yeah. But at this
but
point,
you ain't
I'm
got,
good.
But it ain't, you ain't got
no,
to herpes.
No, I sneezed like one too many times. I took a COVID test. I was fine.
Right.
David F. And, 1,000 stars. Facebook.
And if you were going to go, you were going to be able to do your antibody levels and you have had, and you'd have a negative test ready for, you know, a
yeah,
rapid test ready.
But a rapid test isn't good enough for her. She wanted the PCR.
Okay.
So, but that takes a couple days.
All right. So
then that would fuck it up.
So did she say, I would like for you to get vaccinated?
Yeah. She's like, can you do it for me? And I said, I don't
Oh, this sounds
negotiate.
Familiar, Blitz, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
You didn't say that to her.
I jokingly, but, you know, said just kidding. But also it felt like I was getting backed into a corner to do something I didn't want to do mm-hmm. at all. So now I really just
Boy,
don't know what to do.
Janie Cake should really not think I'm as big a dick as I am. I mean, you know, because I just went ahead and got it for poor little Janie Cakes.
Yeah.
I didn't say I don't negotiate with terrorists
yeah,
or none of that
you
bullshit.
You were as against it as Anna has been.
Yeah.
And I get it. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to get it. I don't ever plan on getting it. So I understand.
Yeah, so I'm like, Mom, what's
Listen,
the
I didn't want to get it, Blitz. I didn't want to get it. But I had everybody greasing me for it. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, where do you stand?
I don't know. I just kind of left it at
You want me
I'll
to call
think
her?
About it. Oh, I don't know if she's going to like
You're
that.
You're like, Mama Hummel, it's Bubba.
She's probably listening right now.
Oh, does she listen?
She does sometimes, yeah. She
David, did you miss
She
the,
thought I had a bald spot. She called me.
Did you say
the big buck one that just came through?
Yeah.
That wants to qualify for it with 100,000 stars on Facebook?
The answer is no, you missed it until I reminded it to you. That's the answer. Say it.
That's the answer. Sorry, just it's on. Yes.
David Buck Buchanan, Blitz will start adding up your totals. We'll see where you're at, kid. So Anna, she does she listen to the show sometimes?
She does sometimes, yeah.
Okay. And you know we're now widely distributed on Facebook and YouTube, so she's probably one of the hot bitches on Facebook right now.
Probably.
What's her screen name?
I mean, on Facebook it would just be her real name. I don't know if I want to give it out.
Oh yeah, don't. Because the trolls.
Yeah, the trolls.
So
her Twitch name is actually like Anna Sucks 3497.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
My daughter won't get a vaccine 846.
Yeah.
So
daughter's a bitch.
Are you?
I don't know.
Canceling the trip.
I didn't book it yet, but I was gonna buy my ticket like 3 weeks ago, but it just kept getting.
You know, it keeps
upended.
Getting higher and higher and higher.
I know. And my mom offered to pay for it initially. She's like, "I'm so excited! I can't wait to see you. This is gonna be great." And then she said something kind of fucking pissed me off. She said, "If only you got COVID 3 months ago, because then it would have been fine."
What?
So she, because she's, someone told her, maybe a doctor, that, you know, your antibodies last at least 3 months.
Yeah, 90
but then
days.
After that, it like fades away possibly. So she was like, if you had it in June then or July, it would have been fine. But because you got it in April, I was like, are you listening to yourself talk right now? Like, if I got it 2 months later, it would have been fine. She's like, yeah, I would have been totally fine. I would have been like, book the flight.
Oh my God.
She is so misinformed.
It's just like, what the fuck? So I don't know what to do. So I said, what's the resolution, Mom? Am I just never going to fucking see you again? Because this isn't going away anytime soon. And she just kind of was like, I don't know. I don't know. I have to look out for my health. I said, okay. I mean, I respect that, but also like, fuck.
Now, you went to California a year ago.
December.
And you were going to see her, but because of all the COVID stuff.
She just had heart surgery.
No, I know, but I'm saying you were there, but you didn't see her because of the COVID stuff.
Yeah, she had not had COVID, A, and B, she hadn't been vaccinated.
You're going to have heart surgery, broken heart surgery.
I already have.
That really sucks.
So I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm thinking about getting J&J and just, you know, getting it done, but.
But I will tell you this, J&J is hard to find.
Is it?
Rachel got it.
J&J is easy to find if you go in there and say, hey, I want a vaccine. Do you have J&J?
Just walk in and say, and ask for it.
Yeah, it's hard to make an appointment for the J&J. Mm. But it's also not very effective.
Well, that's fucking fine, as long as it doesn't kill me.
As long as you can say, I got vaccinated, and here's my fucking paperwork, right?
That's even more sad.
But here's what sucks, Anna. Like, this is truly something that you don't... Like, this is almost... And I don't even want to, like... Yeah. But this is like almost like Hitler-like, is it not?
Totally.
No, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Jewish faith. What I'm trying to say is like this is like a mandate that you have no fucking option on.
Yeah, it's just total government totalitarian control. Not in the sense that it's like a genocide. I'm not saying that. But in terms of just the control that Hitler had over his people.
Right.
And here's the thing. He got his own people to turn against each other and turn each other in. And that's exactly what's going on now.
Yeah.
And it's the
do you know how many families are disrupted by this? You know, because there's,
millions.
You know, there's a guy like me that says, okay, I'm pretty healthy. I've had it and I have antibodies. But your older mother, you know, is like, please, please get it. Please. And then you get it. And then one of the reasons why I got it is just so I can hang out with my family and I can't get blamed for when a motherfucker gets it.
But your mom wasn't not going to see you if you didn't get it, right?
Mm.
Or did she say, I'm not seeing you until you get
it?
Well,
hell, I should have never got it, Blitz, because I saw her more when I didn't have it than I do now. She's so fucking hot at me.
Well, that's a different issue, but. So I don't know what the fuck to do. My dad doesn't care. My dad's like,
You know what? Your dad's so much cooler than your mom.
My dad's just like, yeah, if you want to come here, whatever. It's cool.
So now, do they live...
An hour apart.
Your mom and dad live an hour apart.
Yeah.
How far does your dad live from the wedding?
An hour and 4 minutes.
Okay.
I looked it up.
I know exactly what I would be doing.
Staying with dad.
Well, I mean, you have a couple options. You can get it and make your mom happy and maybe... upset yourself and it won't be anything. You're not going to have strained your relationship with your mother, or you cannot get it. Stay with your dad, go to the wedding, show her that you're negative, but it's really going to put a fucking, like it's
I just
really
don't know when I'm going to see my mom. Maybe if,
how about, could you do this? Could you talk to your mom and say, hey, look, here's the deal. I'm going to fly in. I'm staying with dad. As soon as I get there, I'm taking a PCR test. When I get the results, can I come see you? Like, would she be okay with that?
I just don't think I'm going to have enough time. Like, I was thinking about flying in on a Wednesday and leaving a Sunday.
Why don't I just give you more time off? Why don't you just fly in on Tuesday?
I could do that.
No, for real, I'll work with you.
Yeah.
And if you need some more time off so that you can do that.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know if that will completely make her happy.
I think it's one of those things where she knows that the PCR test, we wouldn't have enough time. So she's just saying, oh, you know, if you got that and you quarantine, because then it's going to be, well, you have to quarantine for 3 days after.
Yeah.
So
she's kind of put you in a trick bag.
Well,
yeah.
Can you?
But here's the thing. Maybe I'll go back in December like I did last year when you give us that time off. Maybe I'll go for a week and then I'll have plenty of time to do whatever.
But that's just going to make her That's going to fill her head with even more floaters, a bunch of white banshees running around here. I mean, like, it's not going to get any better with her and how she regards where you live and your lifestyle from now until December. Like, it's not going to, her opinion of Floridians is not going to change. She's not going to be happy until you get the vaccine.
And I know you want to go to the wedding, but, like, a lot of the reason why you're going is to see your mom, not just to
go
to the wedding.
I would say it's about, like, 50-50, yeah.
Sure.
So I don't know what the fuck to do, because every time I think about getting it, I feel like I'm giving up.
I know exactly how we can remedy this.
Uh-oh.
What has Kevin done?
Kevin got the J&J.
There you go.
I mean, he's been trying to get me to get the vaccine, too.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I still don't want to get it, I don't think that's a good answer.
I'm just saying, your life is everything, Kevin.
So it's different.
Hana, Blitz, I mean, right?
Everything, Kevin.
I mean, you, as you should, because I respect the guy. The guy is straight up fucking money. He's the salt of the earth. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He's one of the most calculated, responsible, best husband, best father. He's a really good guy. Would you not agree?
If she was his age, I would say yes, but I mean.
What would Kevin do? Instead of what would Jesus do?
What
would Kevin do?
J&J.
Kevin says J&J. I'd be getting stuck J&J as soon as I can. I'd call my mom, said, Mom, I'm fucking vaccinated, and I'm coming to see you, Mama. Because you know what? You don't know how much longer you're going to have with your mom.
I know.
I mean, you could have 15 years, you could have 5, you could have 20. I mean, you don't know.
It's fucking bullshit. I really don't want to get it.
The whole thing sucks. It's all bullshit. It's what we're going through right now. And, you know, it's.
I don't know. I would try one more time and talk to her and see if there's anything you could do to appease her and not get the vaccine.
I'm thinking maybe I just come back to see her in December.
I say, what would
Kevin
do?
WWKD.
WWKD, bitch.
J&J.
What does Kevin say? Go get the J&J and be done with it.
That would make my life easier.
Yeah, until you grow a third arm out your back.
Oh, yes, but potentially. But, I mean, fuck.
She doesn't get fucked with two arms.
She might get fucked with three.
Yeah.
Might be someone in
there. Poor little thing.
Yeah.
At least she can pat herself on the back now.
Yeah. She can burp herself.
Yeah.
So.
But plus, it wouldn't be called a reach around if she already had a hand back.
When will you make this decision, you think?
It's going to have to be pretty soon. The wedding.
I think it's going to have to be like real soon. Yeah.
The wedding's October 23rd. So what is this?
Well, listen, if when booking airlines. You know, 4 weeks, you're still good. You start getting into the 3 and the 2 week.
Oh,
I mean,
expensive.
It goes up.
How about this? Would it make more sense to try? Because if you book on a lot of websites now, you can get a full refund. Book now, and then if you decide to cancel, but if you the longer you wait, the more expensive.
Yeah,
it's
but then it's also complicated because if I stay with my dad, I have to fly into a different airport.
Okay.
Anna, not that I matter, not that you give a fuck. I'm not Bubba Koontz. With a Joey B. kicker and a Kevin Chaser.
Joey B.
Yeah, Joey B.
But
the comedian.
I would just get it. Fuck it. I threw my hands up in the air and got it.
Don't you feel like you were defeated? You gave up?
But that happened back in 2012 when the sex tape came out.
Oh, so you're used to it.
Like, I'm already fucking defeated. I've conditioned myself for
defeat.
Speaking
of which, Bubba, when are you going to get the second one?
What do you mean?
You're half vaxxed right now. When are you going to get the other shot?
Monday.
Okay.
I've already got an appointment with Publix.
Okay.
I'm going in Monday because I'm going to be fucking running around the track and
yeah.
So this Monday come up the 20th.
No, you know what? Actually,
so I'll be hosting on Tuesday.
No, hold on.
Wednesday, Thursday,
I actually might go today.
Oh, okay.
I might go.
But you have Bubba 199 tomorrow. Do you want to risk it for feeling like shit?
Content is king.
Oh, okay.
Hi, it's Bubba 199. I'm having a reaction to the Moderna.
Bell's palsy.
Hey, it's for $199. Creatine Travis says we're low on money tonight.
What's up, Cuzzy?
I'm going to need a wheelchair.
Cuzzy, we need some money, Cuzzy.
A tractor and a wheelchair.
I need a tractor.
Cuzzy.
And a wheelchair. Anna, let's see if you've paid attention. What type of tractor do I need?
G114. 420.
A J14?
J14.
I need 20. A J14 420.
Yeah.
No. You need I need a four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive.
How many horsepower, Lana? How many horsepower?
The PTO needs to be how many horsepower?
400.
Yeah, 400.
Yeah, 400 would be great.
75 or above.
That's 400. Bitches.
Well, it's 75 to 100.
400 horsepower PTO would fucking twist everything in half.
Yeah.
75 to 100, but
the entire track.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. I need it so very bad so I can race
four-wheel drive, so I can race next weekend. Horsepower, please and thank you.
You know what? Why don't you go to Publix with me and get stuck, bitch?
I don't wanna. Not, especially not Moderna. Mm-mm. Froze.
I gotta poop. We had a great show today, man. I'm just going to tell you right now, here's the Iggy. The hot chicks hang out on Facebook.
So does Big Buck.
He's fucking rolling, Big Buck, is he not?
He's rolling.
Thank you. And today, we almost took this thing till noon, did we not?
Yep. Woo! See everyone tomorrow.
Anna, yeah. I'll support whatever you do.
Thank you.
Including if you need a little more time off.
Oh, that's very generous.
Now, Blitz,
if
she doesn't go, do we take her to Fort Walton Beach?
If we drive, yes.
Does she get her own room?
Yeah.
Anna, do you want your own room?
Yes!
Or do you want to stay with me, Blitz, or Dan?
I want to stay with me!
Appreciate y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.